happy as I've ever seen you playing football.
Coming back from the injury being out last year, it has rejuvenated me and kind of brought back a lot of that youthful ignorance. I got the professional aspect and the, hey, I'm just a kid playing ball.
How hard was it to tear that muscle in the New England game and know that you're not going to be back?
That was a really dark time in my life.
When you say dark, that's deep. Were you tough to live with or were you depressed?
I was being pulled at a lot of different ends, and I didn't know really how to deal with it. There would be days when I would be a certain way at home, and she could just see it in my face and in my eyes how I was interacting with the kids, and she would say, you know what, just leave. Just get out of here, take a break. And I would have to get in my truck and go for a drive and just, okay, relax, you know, it'll be all right.
When you saw the light at the end of the tunnel, what really was it?
My wife and I have talked a lot about let's make a plan. How can we do a better job managing myself? But it's how am I doing? Am I doing a good enough job with de-stressing, delegating certain things to her just to take some stuff off of me so I can be focused on staying on the field?
Let's talk about your brothers, because you talk about your oldest brother, Chris. He did enlist and was in the Middle East. You've honored him with a tattoo.
I wanted something to constantly remind me of something greater than myself. Because of people like my brother and countless others, I'm able to do what I do.
His twin, Nick, his situation is challenging also for a different reason.
He had a prenatal birth injury, so he was born handicapped, and he is a constant inspiration to me. Everything that every doctor and specialist and teacher said that he wouldn't be able to do, he has done. He joined the swim team and was a 7-time gold medalist at state. Said he'd never be able to have a family. He has a beautiful son. I have a younger sister, Allie, who just gave birth to her first kid last week. So that's amazing.
Talk about pillars in your life, though, to draw from.
Nothing I could do was ever good enough to be even close to them.
Did they help you through the bullying, too?
When you're a kid and you get bullied, it's always the worst. Every kid feels like nobody has ever gone through what they have gone through. The difference was, I don't have to deal with what kids have to deal with now, which is the constant bullying, social media, email, whatever else. I was getting bullied from the hours of 8 and 3, but then it was done. I just pretty much told myself, hey, suck it up for half a day, and you get the other half to do whatever.
You also had the stuttering problem. You could not read until age 10?
Yep.
That's almost, to me, insurmountable at some level.
Well, I was lucky enough to have a teacher in the 5th grade who decided that she actually cared, Mrs. Neufeld, and she made it her mission to bring me up to speed.
So she's clearly one of your heroes, too.
Yep, because she got me back on the correct path. Then I wasn't having to hide in school anymore. Now I could participate in school and learn. I don't know where I would be without her.
All these people in your life, they're part of you on game days, every single Sunday when you stick your hand in the dirt.
Absolutely. I mean, I think about all my family, first and foremost, my wife and my kids. I mean, everything I do for them. I'm a lucky guy that I got such a great, loving family who has succeeded in so many different ways of their own that I'm just trying to keep up with them.